It's happening this afternoon. Starbucks closing 8,000 offices for 3 hours, this afternoon. On the live line with us this morning, Joseph Torrio. He is the Vice President of ReputationManagement.com. Joseph, glad to have you here today.
Likewise. Thank you for having me, Pat.
Absolutely. So today is the day for the racial bias training. And some people say it'll cost Starbucks about $30 million to close 8,000 stores for a few hours. Is that a decent amount of money for Starbucks to pay out in this way as opposed to other ways?
Well, that's a good question, and that's, of course, up to Starbucks to decide what the value is and whether or not it's worth it for them to do it from a search perspective and from a PR perspective, you know, the cost for having to, you know, repeat this kind of event in the future could certainly exceed that $30 million. So, you know, just on the surface, it seems like that type of investment would make sense for any company facing that type of a situation. They have to address it somehow.
Yes, they do. And it does seem like it might be cheaper if you compare it to a number of lawsuits that could arise from the kind of behavior that we've seen from Starbucks employees. However, Joseph, isn't it reasonable for a company to say, you know, if you're going to sit here and you're going to, you know, use our facilities or maybe use our bathrooms too, you should be a paying customer?
Well, I want to comment on that, and I want to be able to say yes or no. I mean, every company is allowed to do what they want, set whatever policies that they want. And our expertise is not necessarily on the PR side, but speaking matter of just from a search perspective, this is something that Starbucks needs to understand, that every decision has a lasting consequence. And so, you know, when they originally responded to this particular crisis, they actually were received favorably. And online, that kind of played out. And you saw that within the search results and within, you know, some of the media outlets that were covering, you know, this situation at the time, there were people on the fence. But for the most part, compared to other companies that have gone through similar crisis situations, they kind of came out on top. But what you see today happening through, you know, Twitter trends and through some of the Google News that's out there, you know, they're getting a little bit of a different reaction. They're still, you know, being received favorably, but now it seems as though a lot more people are coming out and commenting on the situation. So regardless of the policy that they actually implement and how they execute it, they need to understand that there's long-term consequences. And so if they want to change their policy, there's going to be an implication that lasts beyond whatever they decide to do today. So they need to be long-term thinking. Whatever they decide, they need to think long-term, but they also need to understand that they created a specific type of culture that people are used to, that some of their loyal customer base is used to, but times change and they need to keep up with the times as well. So whatever that policy change is, it needs to be forward-thinking.
Is Starbucks doing a good job at handling this PR crisis, Joseph?
So historically, over the last 6 weeks, based on what we've seen online, they have. And just a little bit of background, I mean, Kevin is no stranger to business. So their CEO has been in business almost as long as Starbucks has been in business. So he's got 40 years, 35 years of experience. And some of it is in business administration. Some of it is on the executive team, whether it was IBM or Microsoft. And then he's also got telecommunications experience. Maybe he was the right man for the job, but in his response, you know, he didn't shift blame. He kind of took it on himself, didn't make excuses for what happened and made a commitment to addressing the situation head on, which for the most part, from a public perception perspective, that's what people want. They want people to just show that they're human. Look, everyone makes mistakes, right? And it's when you try to cover something up or make an excuse for something, that's when we see a lot of brands get hurt even worse online.
Yeah.
And then that becomes a lasting issue. And so based on his initial reaction, you know, based on what we saw play out online, he made a lot of good decisions. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that on a go-forward basis he's going to continue, that trend. And we'll see how that plays out from here. It's a little bit too soon to tell based on the reactions that are coming out initially. But we see already today on Twitter that 8,000 Starbucks is trending, and so that conversation is very active. That could either play favorably or play unfavorably, depending on what shakes out from those stores closing later on today.
Yeah, and we should see that reaction one way or the other within a short period of time from now. One more question for you, Joseph. Has United Airlines done a good job trying to come back from its terrible press from the point where they dragged that doctor off the plane? How are they doing? Are they doing the right things?
So United Airlines, it seems like it's one thing after the next with them. And so, you know, from a cultural perspective internally, there's a lot of changes they need to make. There's a lot of policy changes that need to be reviewed. And it's just expectations among their employee base. They have to figure out a way to get past it. And because they're in the spotlight, they have a smaller window, of success. And so they need to be on top of their game. I would say that based on kind of the repetitive nature of what's going on with United Airlines, that there's a lot more work that they need to do compared to Starbucks. But the similarity is the same. It's like you have a crisis situation. But the thing is that people move on. And the only reason they don't move on is when it keeps getting dredged up and when there's a recurring history there.
Recurring,
and
so, I think the operative term there.
Is to just shift focus, move on, and get on to the next thing. And Starbucks in particular has a ton of great activity that they're involved in. I see them winning out in the long run.
All right, very good. Joseph, thanks for being here this morning. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And if there's anything in the future you'd like to discuss, you know, our line's always open.
Will do. That is Joseph Torrio. He's the Vice President of ReputationManagement.com.